Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Wendy. How can I help you today?
Hi, Wendy. I'm calling about a February the 9th for James Bain. Can you tell me what that was for?
Okay, I'd be happy to look that up for you. Let's see here. Could it be under first name of Charlotte?
Yes.
Okay. Let me pull that up. And for security purposes, could you verify either your address or the last four digits of the card they charged, please?
The card charge was 8689.
Okay, thank you. All right, yes, ma'am. So I see an account here with the address of 2010 West Oak in El Dorado.
Right.
And this originated with a survey that was done online. After that survey, they offered a free gift of a Wi-Fi booster as well as enrollment into the Factory Direct Savings Store membership. What that is a monthly membership where they send out a voucher each month for $125 to use to purchase gadgets off their website, similar to that Wi-Fi booster. They offer that service $56.95 a month.
Well, I don't want that anymore. I did not understand it was going to be every month.
Okay. I will go ahead and get this canceled here for you, Ms. Bain. Bear with me just a moment. I'm almost done.
Is there another charge for that $56? I'm sorry, they just didn't tell me it was going to be. They acted like it was free.
Okay, yeah, the Wi-Fi booster, that was a free gift, but it's kind of like an enrollment gift for signing up for that program.
Well, I don't want that anymore, and I really wish you'd take all the other charges off since I didn't understand you. There's one on January the 9th.
Okay. I wouldn't be able to reverse all the charges. I mean, I could offer like a 35% courtesy refund off this charge.
Well, I didn't understand. I don't think I saw it on there, and I looked because I don't like things where they charge you every month.
Right. Yes, ma'am. I certainly do apologize for any misunderstanding or if that information wasn't made clearer. I mean, the most that I would be able to do is a 50% refund off the most recent charge.
Please.
Yes, ma'am. Give me just...
thing off, but
I'm sorry. Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry.
Where would it have been on that survey that it was going
in the
dollars a month for what?
It was in the terms and conditions on the screen where you put your card number in. And the membership, what they do is they, each time a customer is charged, they send them an email with a gift code or a voucher for up to $125 to shop on their website.
Well, I never did get that.
Okay, yes, ma'am. That would have been, I'm sorry.
I look at my email. I just didn't get one from these people.
Okay, I don't know. Sometimes it may end up in like a junk or spam folder because it is sent out by an automated system each month, and sometimes your email may sort it. But I do have that 50% refund issued, so you can expect to see that as a credit back to your card within 3 to 5 business days, if not sooner. And, of course, the account is canceled, and I'd be happy to give you a confirmation number if you'd like.
Do you have a manager that's over you?
Yes, ma'am. I do have a supervisor, but, I mean, we do follow the same protocol.
which is charging people for things they didn't know they ordered.
No, ma'am. Our protocol is that we can offer up to the 50% refund for a recent charge if there was a misunderstanding.
Well, do that then, please.
Yes, ma'am. I have got that taken care of for you. We will send an email confirmation about that refund. The email address that I have on file for you, Ms. Bain, is charlottebain@suddenlink.net.
Right.
Okay, yes, ma'am. So you should get that email within 24 to 48 hours. The refund again within 3 to 5 business days. And did I give you that confirmation number yet, Ms. Bain?
No, you hadn't.
Okay, it is C like Charlie 259.
25 what?
9.
259, okay.
264.
Okay.
673.
Okay. Well, thank
right.
you for doing what you could do.
Yes,
right.
ma'am. We thank you for calling customer support. You have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.